The Cardinals and Braves on Saturday, and before the game, St. Louis celebrated the 1987 National League Championship team with players such as Terry Pendleton and Ozzie Smith on hand. In the second inning, the Braves not impressed. They lead 2-1 before Randall Grichuk steps to the plate.
1-2 pitch. Slugged right center field, deep. Winciarte going back, slows, and watches it go. Randall Grichuk to right center field in this cozy yard. And the solo home run ties the game. And he awaits the pitch. Ground ball up the middle and through into center field for a base hit. So their pitching staff can hit. There's proof of it one more time. It's a single, it's an RBI, and now it's 4-2 St. Louis. Ramirez works from the stretch at all times, and the 1-0 pitch is hit high in the air to deep left center field. Don't know if the park will hold it. That ball is out of here. Inciarte leaping at the top of the fence, trying to bring it back, to no avail. Solo home run for DeJong, his 17th, and it's 6-3. Swanson at third, Santana at second, Phillips tying run at first. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Line, right field, base hit. Scoring is Swanson. Here comes Santana to the plate. He will score. Going to third is Phillips, and he's in there head first. It's a two-run single for Freeman and a 6-5 game. And next up is Markakis with runners at the corners and two out. An 0-2 pitch laced into right field by Freeman.
They're lucky that stayed in the park. That was low middle in, perfect left-handed hitter's pitch.
We know Phillips has not been running all that well, but he did hustle around to third, so the tying run is 90 feet away, which makes it difficult for a pitcher to be out there confident about spiking sliders. 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Struck him out. And the Cardinals have beaten the Braves. Fastball away. He had thrown him a couple of breaking balls. He went with the heater. Markakis couldn't catch up. And the Braves rally falls just short.
Randall Grichuk, Dexter Fowler, Paul DeJong, each with two hits for St. Louis. They hang on and defeat the Braves 6-5 on Saturday. They're 5-0 against the Braves this season. Atlanta loses their fifth in a row as they fall short to the Cardinals Saturday in St. Louis 6-5. Here's Braves manager Brian Snitker after the game.
I mean, they take advantage of everything that, you don't do right. I mean, you pay for every little mistake, and it's a team that's a hot team, like I said last night, and so you got to do, you got to make pitches, you got to make plays, you got to do everything right in order to beat a club like this right now.
They did it two nights in a row with the big inning without hitting a home run.
I said it's like you look back and it's like it's that one inning that's hurting us, and but that's kind of the way it goes when you're going good. And we just got a way to figure out a way to minimize damage in innings and try and stop bleeding, and which is easier said than done.
You guys were able to
see your team battle back.
I'm sorry.
How good was it to see your
team? Good. No, these guys always do that. They are the one thing about this club. I don't care what where we are. We got a great ability to separate every day and go out and do whatever we can to try and win that day. And these guys never don't give you a hard 27 outs. They're never out of a game, and they never keep coming at you.
What do you take away from a start like this for Lucas?
You can always look for something positive with these young guys. I mean, they're experiencing a lot of things for the first time.
Yeah.
And the one thing that Lucas does is he never stops competing. He never stops competing, getting after it. He's had a couple of big innings the last start, and he'll figure that out. The more we keep running him out there, then he'll figure that out. The only way to figure it out is go out there, and because you don't just show up here and all of a sudden everything's golden and nothing. You never have to fight through any adversity. I mean, that's the whole idea of running these kids out there and young pitchers, is until they experience all that and what it's like and know how to correct it and how to get better through it. The only thing we do is give him experience. Mm-hmm. And when you're a competitor like he is and you take pride in it, then he'll figure it out.
The whole league knows how good Freddie is, Snit, but still for him to fall in the 0-2 hole and that crucial at bat in the battle through.
Yeah, I mean, I was just kind of looking for a big moment right there, thinking he'd maybe leave. So, but he got a big hit. We had the go ahead run in scoring position. So, we were hit away in that game. It's tough. you know, we're looking for a win right now. It's hard to come by, and so, you know, you kind of like to get a big hit. Didn't happen tonight. Maybe we'll, you know, we'll go out and do whatever we can to make it happen tomorrow.
Sunday, the Cardinals go for the sweep with Michael Wacha on the mound, with Atlanta throwing R.A. Dickey.